A long, long time ago, there was a terrible, terrible war. And when the terrible war was over, everyone who was left alive went home. And one group of men went home was 10 shiploads of soldiers under their king, Odysseus, who was the king of Ithaca, an island off the west coast of Greece. And on their way home, they stopped at an island and raided it. Now, this was not an act of war, this was an act of piracy. The war was over, and the gods were tired of the war. And Poseidon, the god of the sea, roiled up a terrible storm and blew Odysseus and his men far, far from land. Now, this was before compasses and sonar and radar and things like that. They had no idea where they were, and they were running low on food and water. So they started looking for an island where they could replenish their supplies. They looked for an island with smoke, because where there's smoke, there's people. And finally, they found one, and they came to the harbor. But before they went in, Odysseus called his ships together, and he told them, "If these people see us coming, they will think it's a raid. I will go in by myself. You wait out here." And he and his ship went in, and they came right up to the beach, and they pulled their ship up on the sand. They weren't very huge boats in those days. And then they started inland toward the nearest column of smoke, hoping to ask whoever lived there where the king lived. And with them, they took a goat skin of wine. And this held a lot of wine, maybe 15 gallons, and the idea was they would give this to the king, and it would be a gift. This was how courtesy worked in those days. You would say to the king, "We want to buy food and water. Here is a gift." And the king would say, "Thank you for the gift. You may buy the food. We will give you the water." That was the courtesy of the day. Well, they headed in, and about nightfall they found a cave with smoke coming out of it. And they could see a shepherd live there because it had sheepskins and bones laying around. So they sat down in the cool of the cave and waited for the shepherd to come home. They knew he would be home at nightfall. And sure enough, pretty soon they could hear the sheep bleating. And the sheep came right into the cave. This was not unusual. People lived with their animals in those days to keep other people from stealing them. Then the shepherd came. He was unusual. He was about 60 feet tall, and he had one big eye right in the middle of his forehead. He was the Cyclops, and he said, "What are you people doing in my cave?" But this was very rude. In those days, when you had guests, you did not ask them who they were. First, you gave them a chance to rest, eat, and wash up. Then they told you who they were. Before the Greeks could answer, the monster picked up two of them, smashed them together, and began to eat them. Talk about rude. Well, the Greeks couldn't do anything. The monster was between them and the door, and the Cyclops rolled a huge boulder up in front of the door so no one could get in or out. And then he laid down and went to sleep, and the men went to Odysseus, and they said, "Odysseus, you're the king, you're the brains of the outfit. What do we do? Shall we try to kill the monster while he sleeps with our little swords?" And Odysseus said, "I don't know if we can kill him or not, but I do know this. If we kill him, we will never move that giant rock. We will be stuck in this cave with a mountain of rotting giant, and we will die." Well, they said, "What will we do then?" He said, "We will do what we can do. We will do what we must do. We will think." And boy, did they think. They could hear their friends being digested. So they were really, really had incentive. Well, Odysseus came up with a plan, and the next morning the monster woke up and reached for some Greeks. Of course, everyone ran. But where can you run in a cave? Pretty soon he caught a couple of them and he ate them. And he opened up the cave door and he let the sheep out. And he closed the rock again. And the men fell to work. They found a great big log that the giant had been going to use for firewood. And with their swords, they carved it into a point. And then they rolled it over and over in the fire, not to burn it, but to make it hard. And then they hid it. And that night, after the dinner chase, the monster lay down to sleep. But before he could get all the way down, Odysseus came to him and said, "Giant, I have a gift for you." And the monster said, "What do you have for me, little man?" He said, "I have wine." "What is wine?" Well, then Odysseus knew he had him. He said, "Wine is something that you drink. Try it, you'll like it." And the monster reached down and picked up that goat skin and squirted a little sip into his mouth, and he liked it. He drank the whole thing. And it went right to his head. He never had wine before in his life. He said, "Little man, I like you. I'm going to do you a great big fat favor." And Odysseus says, "You're going to let me and my men go?" "Nope." "You're just going to let me go?" Nope. I'm going to eat you last. Ha ha ha. And what is your name? He said. And Odysseus said, My name is No Man. Well, that's a funny name. My name is Polyphemus Cyclops. And the monster fell down and went to sleep. And Odysseus and his six best men picked up that log and they plunged it into the monster's eye and twirled it around. And the monster woke up screaming. He woke up in pain. He woke up sober and squirting people all over the cave. And he tried to catch the Greeks, but the Greeks could now hide from him because he couldn't see them. And they could sneak around and be quiet, and he couldn't catch any of them. Meanwhile, he's yelling at the top of his lungs. He's yelling for help because this is the island of the Cyclops. He's not the only one there. He's screaming, "Help me, help me." And the other monsters stick their heads out of their caves and say, "What's wrong, Polyphemus?" He said, "No man has attacked me. No man is killing me. No man has put out my eye. Help me fight no man." And they said, "Well, if it's no man, it must be gods or evil spirits. We can't fight gods and evil spirits." And they all hid in their caves, hoping that no man wouldn't attack them. And the giant couldn't get help, and he couldn't catch them. But life goes on. The next morning, he opened up the rock to let the sheep out, and the men tried to sneak out with the sheep. But the first man he The monster felt their back and sides, and the first man he grabbed that man and twisted him and killed him. And the other guys jumped back. The monster ate that guy, and he rolled the rock back. And the men went to Odysseus and said, "Odysseus, your plan didn't work. We're still in the cave. What'll we do?" He said, "We will do what we can do. We will do what we must do. We will think." And they thought, and Odysseus did come up with a plan. And the next morning, when the monster let the sheep out, Odysseus got under a sheep and he held on to the wool, and the sheep dragged him out. And the monster felt the back and the sides of the sheep, but he never thought to feel under the sheep. And Odysseus was safe. And when the men saw that work, they grabbed sheep and got under them and were dragged out. And then they ran down to the boat and they got on it and they started rowing as fast as they could, all but Odysseus, who stood in the back with a steering oar. And as he steered the ship, he yelled, "Polyphemus Cyclops, come to me." And Polyphemus said, "Who calls?" And Odysseus said, "It's me, No Man. But my name isn't No Man. I am Odysseus, Odysseus the king, Odysseus the warrior, Odysseus the giver of pain," which is in fact what his name means. And while he was yelling, the monster figured out where that noise was coming from, and he walked down to the side of the water. And Odysseus said, "It was me that put out your big ugly eye, and it was me that helped my men escape, and it's me you're going to think about every morning when you wake up blind, and there's nothing you can do about it." And all the time Odysseus was bragging, the monster was listening and figuring out where that noise was coming from. He picked up a rock the size of a Volkswagen, and he threw it right at Odysseus's big flapping yap. The men saw that rock come hurling down out of the sky at their little wooden boat, and they stopped and they backed up the boat, backed oars, started rowing the other way. And the rock hit right in front of the boat, and the wave almost turned the boat over. It brought it almost right back to the monster's feet. All he had to do was reach down and grab it, and still Odysseus yells, "You missed me, you missed me. You'll never hit anything because you're blind and I did it." And all the time Odysseus is yelling, his men are yelling, but they're whispering. They're saying, "Shut up, shut up. He's throwing at your voice." But still Odysseus yelled and bragged. The monster picked up a rock the size of a school bus, and again he threw it at Odysseus's mouth. This time the rock fell short. The wave pushed the boat out of the harbor. The men never went back to the island of Cyclops. It was 20 years before Odysseus got home. In those 20 years, he had many adventures.